For a number of years, I was under the impression that my birth was the result of an immaculate conception. Not the immaculate conception, a regular immaculate conception of an ordinary variety. I didn't think I was particularly special or meant to die so that the world might be saved from their sins. I struggled to get through a CrossFit class, so actual crucifixion might be a bit of a heavy lift. I understood that some people got pregnant to have babies. I simply thought I'd been opted out of that particular program. It made just as much sense to me that the universe had given a baby to my parents because they were nice people who photographed well. When my mother would tell me about life before me, she would always say the same thing. We wanted a child so badly. My arms used to ache for the weight of a baby. We prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And finally, God gave you to us. How would you interpret that story? Immaculately. That's how. I thought some people just got babies handed to them like party favors at a quinceañera by a creator-type figure. Bob and Judy asked very nicely, cue my entrance, avec jazz hands. This all checks out, at least as much as the other immaculate conception, aka the birth of Jesus. On that, I was an expert, having gotten straight A's in Sunday school for years. There were no grades, but I scored myself. Plus, I was a very good child, obedient, pleasant, an avid reader, an unrepentant snitch. So, of course, I knew the story backwards and forwards. The angel and the three kings and the sheep and Mariah Carey singing All I Want for Christmas Is You, etc. My own sudden appearance on the scene, regular, yet also extraordinary, sans animals, no royalty RSVPs, was totally within my conceptual wheelhouse. What I couldn't figure out, however, was why. As a child, I liked certainty and order and clear explanations, even if they tended to involve miracles. But life, of course, can quickly get complicated and human and not at all miraculous. I'd sometimes find myself so lost in a question or a problem that the only solution I could think of was for an older version of myself to walk through a rift in the space-time continuum and let me know what happens. Immaculately. As my concept of self expanded and evolved beyond my extraordinary beginnings, different parts of who I was began to prompt queries that I thought only the future could answer. I had this idea that the challenges I suddenly encountered, my blackness or my gayness or my Christianness or my Americanness and their intersections, would somehow get uncomplicated through the magic of time, like a movie montage. Spoiler alert, they did not. But I would think about the supposed perfection of the future constantly. I'd be sitting in my childhood bedroom or my college dorm or my first apartment, just staring at the door like, any minute now, in the future, they're going to invent time travel and some well-dressed old black man with no wrinkles is going to come bursting through and give me the answers to this take-home quiz or whatever. Sometimes my questions were existential. Sometimes they were AP statistical. The basic concern was always the same. Am I really here for this? The big idea, as I saw it, was this. You don't exist for a long time. Before you arrive, there are ages, eons, and eternity without you. Can you imagine? How boring. And suddenly, there you are, alive. How you doing? How's it feel? Immaculate? What if it feels bad? Don't worry, it gets better, right? But what if it doesn't get better? It just gets. It just keeps getting. What then? You still interested? You still trying to be good? Still moisturizing your T-zone? Still working through your stack of New Yorkers? Still fighting systemic oppression? Still speaking truth to power? Still attempting to exist? Still? What if I told you, at another point, fixed, supposedly, but totally unknown, you suddenly, mysteriously, immaculately won't be anymore? Again. Does that sound like something you want to do?